I'm very happy to be here and thank you so much for this opportunity. Also, it's such a miracle to be so far from home, but to be with brother and sister and to be in the house of God in our Heavenly Father. Our God is great. I ask you to be merciful for me. I know I am a bad student if English, and my English and my pronouncement is terrible. But is that doesn't matter what do you think about me, because I am leaving soon. So please to be merciful for the sake of your pastor and elders who invite me here. Together we read this psalm, which concludes the unique and practical book. And as we just heard, God concluded this book with praise. So before we examine today's topic and the text from these psalms, first I want to say to a few words about these books in psalm in general. The book of Psalms occupied a unique place in the life of the early church. The book of Psalms can change the modern church. As William Van Gameren wrote, the Psalms are a good recipe for a self-satisfied church. The Psalms show how great, how incredible, how wise God is, which lead us to Eve. The book of Psalms will help us to change and improve our prayer life, our worship of God, and our family worship. The use of the book of Psalms will change us, because these are the prayers and songs that God gave us. So the author are different people, but we know that the Bible is the text that God wanted to give us. We need the psalm in order to understand God and to understand ourselves and around us. Praise. What does it mean to us? Also, in the scripture, we find the commandment to weep with those who weep. We depend on and believe in God, who is the God of praise, and we know Him. We always have something for which to be thankful. Pain and tears of sorrow will end. Praise will last forever. There was no pain and suffering in the beginning, and also have it now. There will not be any in the end. The world began with praise and will end with it. Of course, right now we have and must experience sorrows when there are causes for it. But the life of the one who knows God cannot be devoid of praise. Even in the very beginning of the book of Genesis, we read about praise. God praises His work of creation. And in the book of Revelation, we read about the praise with which everything ends and which awaits us. The history of the world will end with praise, eternal praise. What we can see and how we are able to praise is just a shadow of the true praise in which we will become participant at another time. Praise is the state for which we were created. Humanity has sinned and has drowned in sin, but God's love and mercy have given us Christ, and we have a reason to continue on praise. Praise is not just singing on Sunday. No. Praise is way of life, our view of everything that surrounds us and every situation. Praise happens when we sacrifice, when we read, when we prepare something, have fun with children, learn, work, or seek The list can go and go on and on. Praise God is the cure for selfishness, which destroy relationships, family, and churches. Praise is the cure for selfishness, which in the desire of man to exalt himself and praise himself accordingly. This leads to an attempt to cast off God and climb onto his throne. Selfishness does not allow us to fulfill the commandments of Christ: love God and one's neighbor. Love is tied to praise. If I love someone, then I praise that person. I love my wife and I want to declare about how cool she is. I can praise her activities and her qualities. If I love God, I praise what he does and who he is, his attribute. That is why selfishness with which we are infected is the opposite of what the author of this psalm teach us: praise God. Moreover, only in praising God can I show love for my neighborhood. We are inclined to praise ourselves, and this action is toxic. It destroys us. Therefore, we need to be reminded of praising God with all instruments and different place. We are praising God if we breathe and while we breathe. Praise is understanding who is who in this world. The answer to the question, who is God and who are we? Praise put everything in its place in our lives. God become God. Of course, he always God, but sometimes people lives as if they themselves are God. Praise enables us to focus on the source of all living things and on life itself, which in Christ. We praise him, for life is only in him. Everything is from him and from him and by him. Christianity has nothing in common with selfishness, and it should not have. Both commandments which Jesus left us, love God and love your neighbor, exclude focusing on ourselves. In the end, the Bible still teach us examine ourselves, but this Bible examination happens in the light of Christ's light, at a time when I understand who is God, see his work and praise him. And then, in the light of this understanding, I can examine myself and know who I am. But only after I can answer the question, who is the God who created me? Selfishness is a sinful focus that leads to self-praise and completely violates God's plan for us. The well-known Ukrainian writer Lina Kostenka wrote, "Selfishness is the root cause of cancer of the soul, and the remedy for this terrible disease is praising to God." Praising God helps us to take our right place in this world and to not try to climb onto the throne of God, the thing which destroyed our lives. Praising God will not allow us to take his place. It keeps us from sin. Therefore, we need to praise God. The psalms we read gives hope and foundation for this praise. No matter how hard or painful is it today, All of us who belong to Christ will arrive at the state described in this psalm, a state which is truly praiseworthy. Praise is an incredible power that gives lives and come from God. Right around us are people who believe in God and those who don't not believe. Both the former and the latter can be divided into two categories. Those who live with praise on their lips and those who constantly complain and moan. The former are happy, the latter never. If a father says something to his son or daughter several times, it means he won't emphasize something. And if he talk about something 10 times in 6 sentences, what does it mean for us? Praising God is not just an opportunity for us. It is also a commandment, an order, a duty, a lifestyle. Remember that God is the perfect creator and his creation is perfect. It was as if sin and the devil tried to deny this, but no, Jesus overcome both sin and the devil. He has restored and continues to restore his creation, and this restored creation is those who praise God. Hello, when we love others, we praise them. Only God worthy or true and constant praise. The world began with praise and it will end with praise. To praise God is to be focused on Him in order to see His action in our lives and to see Him. It is difficult not to see His action. The Apostle Paul, who was enlightened, active man, says, I have nothing in which to glory. All that I have is from Him. Therefore, it's difficult not to see. Sometimes you have to deliberately close your eyes in order to not see how He works in our lives. A good example from us is the Israelites in the desert. As soon as they turned away from God and began to focus on themselves, praising ended and complaining began. Everything good thing we have in life is from Him. God's action show is His character, and in see His works we praise Him. Creation, providence, salvation, and judgment. This is far from a complete list of reasons for which we praise God. Also, there is what He does today in our lives, not including heavenly affairs. His action is our everyday lives. We praise Him for His majesty, holiness, righteousness, omnipotence and omnipresence, and for who He is. I also think that one of the things that will help bring about the kingdom of God on earth is when we learn to see God and His work and show it to other people. But that's not all. Remain a person of praise also when we will be faced with problem. That is, learn to see how God lead us through the valley of the shadow of death. This is difficult to do in times of testing unless you have first learned to do it in time tranquility. Praise God is the place and the end time when earth and heaven are united. The first verse show us praising God on earth and in heaven. There is not place where praising God unnecessary interpropriate praise unifies besiege church and the triumphant church. When Christians gather together, they achieve this unity. By praise God today, to some extent, we draw close to His triumph and second return. Praise God, await His return. When we can praise His glory, the time will come when all who are alive will praise Him. Let us, Spurgeon said, let us know indulge in merriment only in empty cases. Let the name of God cause the highest delight of our soul. Praise is also a manifestation of humility, for we praise something bigger than ourselves and praise in all circumstances, humbly accepting His will. And even when we ask for something other than what we have, we still continue to praise. Means of worship, our voice and bodies are a universal instrument and allows not all instruments are listed here. We can and must use them. The human voice is the greatest instrument, and our singing is important and is fulfillment of His will. When I wrote this word, while preparing this sermon, it was difficult for me. My music teacher, with whom I still have a good relationship, said, "Sergei, do not sing." She only said this to two of us from 29 people in my class. And I know that those who heard my singing cloud later freight and children with stories about it. Well, children began learning to draw, and excitable bring this drawing to show their parents. Their parents rejoice even though drawing is terrible or not understandable. It is same with my voice. I know Him. God is so good that He rejoices even when I sing. And He wants to hear my voice. So, at least for this, that I am singing and still alive, I have something for which to praise God. Sing to Him. True worship is the tremor of the soul and the exciting experience of the heart. And this can be enjoyed by a truly redeemer person. Worship is the true reaction of the people, mind, heart, and will to God, who is the creator, the ruler, and the redeemer. True worship is man recognized of the greatness of God. Languid worship is a senseless action that is full of contradictions. Empty and uncaring worship is an offense to God and a deciding for His greatness. This say Stephen Lawson. Our praise proves the reality of God in our lives. One more quote. There is blessed combination in God of power and holiness. Power without righteousness would mean tyranny, and righteousness without power would be too weak to be of any benefit. But in God there is infinitely both on and the other. How wide and boundless is the strength of God's power. Let it be filled with praise. Let the heavens in all greatness sound praise to the holy triune of Yahweh. And let the earthly sanctuaries glorify and mightily. Nothing in God can be called small, and nothing but God can be called great. In the holy face, there is everything to feel that hurt with infant delight. People who do not experience the joy of worship, the Lord of God, are not agreement in congruence with their face. And few question for us. Do we see His action in our lives? And you ready to praise Him for this and for who is He? Do we hear the author call to come and praise to Him? Sing psalms, read psalms, pray with the help of psalms. Praise God at home with your family and in the church, at work and rest, together and alone. He is worthy of praise. Therefore, let everything that He has breath praise Him. Amen. I want to ask you to pray with me. Holy Father, we ask you to teach us how praise to you. Thank you for your salvation and our Lord Jesus Christ. Please open our eyes and give us to see how many you do for us. God, thank you for this beautiful church and beautiful people. Please help us praise to you every time in our life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.